Dating app Tinder now has a panic button, but the trade-off is privacy. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. It was probably a busy weekend on Tinder, what with Valentine's Day and all. Hopefully, it was also a safe weekend on Tinder. The company recently introduced a panic button feature for the app to let users report if they feel unsafe on a date, and a check-in feature to let your friends know where you are when you're out with someone. But as always, there is a catch. You have to share your location constantly to use the new features. Marketplace's media reporter Jasmine Garst told me these changes are happening partly because maybe Tinder itself isn't a very good date.
I think it's a growing public awareness. I think initially there was like this period of being in love with the technology and it's so much fun. And I think the mood has completely shifted. I also think for women on these apps, it feels like misogyny 2.0 just within a tech space. And so I think, yeah, there's definitely been more stories and exposés about how on the free services offered by the Match Group, you know, you can have a record of being a sexual predator, a sexual offender, and still have an account. And I think that these apps and these companies are responding to that growing awareness and concern.
Right. Is this enough, though? I mean, it's one thing to sort of say, we will allow you to call the police who will hopefully get there in time. But does that remove the responsibility of these platforms to maybe do better screening?
Look, on the one hand, what you have with all of these free apps and quote unquote free tech companies is that we're really coming to a realization as a society that there is no such thing as a free service. There are so many costs, whether it's your privacy, your data, or also your safety. On the other hand, Match Group, which owns Tinder, last quarter, they reported a total revenue of $541 million. Tinder is the top grossing non-game app of last year. And so there is an interesting question of, can you invest some more in safety if you're pocketing in that kind of money?
But it's interesting because this app then introduces its own kind of potential security risk, right? Which is that in order to use it, you have to share your location data in real time, which feels like a little bit of a devil's bargain.
Absolutely.
To say the least.
Yes. No, completely. There's no such thing as a free app. There's no such thing as a free tech service. You pay in your data and in your privacy, you know, and the magazine Gizmodo did find earlier that a handful of major names in tech ads grab the details that you give this app. It does lead to the question, though, why do the users have to shoulder the cost of safety and not the extremely lucrative company?
Jasmine Garst reports on social media and internet culture for Marketplace. Match Group reported earnings recently, and the number of new Tinder subscribers was lower than what analysts had expected. And now for some related links. Speaking of growing Tinder engagement, not that kind, I mean users and signups, TechCrunch reports that Tinder is now testing new social features to make it easier for people to talk to each other, including conversation prompts for when people match with each other and don't know what to say. No word yet if, how about that sports ball event, right, is one of the prompts. And as if dating online isn't bummer enough, we've got a link to a Recode story on our website, marketplacetech.org, reminding us all that, like Jasmine just told us, anytime you're using a free service, including a dating app, there's data collection on the back end and probably targeted advertising in your future. Isn't it romantic? I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.